Have you ever found yourself feeling overwhelmed in your business? Like the type of overwhelm that feels like life be lifing and it feels like it's a little out of control. And maybe you found yourself in a battle to where you're like, okay, God, but I know life is lifing, but I've committed myself to the vision that you've given me. And you have this standard of excellence that it, on the inside of you that says that I need to show up and do this despite life is lifing. What if there is a better way? What if there is a better strategy that could really help you to show up in excellence and be all that God has called you to be without allowing life to life all over you and make you feel so overwhelmed that it throws you into a place of confusion, doubt, burnout, and everything else, procrastination that shows up for you? Well, my friend, I want to share today with you my 6-part breathe method. Now, this is something that I have been using in my life and in my business to really help me to show up in a way to where I'm not in performance-based behavior. And I'm really allowing space to breathe. And as I breathe, then this gives me the opportunity to bring forth the level of excellence of where I'm at, and it actually increases my productivity. Now, I gotta tell you, when I was in this episode, I was going through and recording, and I forgot a whole E in the breathe method. So let me just go ahead and tell you what it is. That last E is, you are extraordinary. Remember that you are absolutely extraordinary and there is nothing you can do about it because that's how God has destined you. And so when you want to think about how terrible you are for not showing up in your business or in your life or in your marriage, remember that you are actually extraordinary and get back to the core of being just that. Let's get into this thing. What's up, leader? Welcome to the Gifted Entrepreneur Show, the dopest podcast on the planet that explores the world of Christian entrepreneurship and reveals secrets to unlocking your unique codes to create generational wealth. I'm your host, LaDondra Hervey, wife, mom, award-winning author, and Christian business coach who's excited to take you on a transformational journey of taking bold steps to unlock your unique gifts and pursue your entrepreneurial dreams with unwavering faith. Buckle up. It's time to make your dreams of creating generational wealth a reality. Hey, 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 what's up, you guys? Welcome to the Gifted Entrepreneur Show, where we focus on unlocking the codes to creating generational wealth using your God-given gifts. And today, I'm going to tap in at a deeper level, and I'm going to be talking about how my 6-step method, my 6-step breathe method to help Christian entrepreneurs, just like yourself, to reset and increase your productivity. So many times we find ourselves trying to be all the things at the same time, and it puts us in a place to where we can get overwhelmed. We can find ourselves stressed. We can find ourselves tense. We can find ourselves in a place to where things are just a lot, if we're being honest. And you hear people say, life been lifing. Well, what if life doesn't have to life in a way that you feel that's out of control? What if you had a tool that you could use to help you to reset when you feel life is lifing? Because again, God has given us dominion. He's given us dominion over all the things, and he's given us dominion and ways through by offering us wisdom to really operate our kingdom enterprise from a stance that is like a king, like the king. Think about this. Have you ever seen Jesus walking around overwhelmed? You didn't. Like, did you ever see, and when I say see, when you're reading the stories in the Bible, there never was a time where when you're reading through that, it was like, and Jesus walked through and he was overwhelmed. Yet he created space to breathe. And so I want to get into that. But before I get into that, for those of you, I got an announcement. For those of you who are in the local area of DFW, listen here. We are holding our first faith and business mixer. We have not held an in-person event in quite some time. So we are super excited about this. And let me tell you why. Because what we have found is that where the market is going, first of all, is that it's about collaboration. It's about getting us out of those silos of operating our businesses from a place where there's isolation. When you're operating your business from isolation, you cut off the resources that God has sent for you, which is people. We're many parts, one body. So that says that we need one another. And so when we get together as the body and we collaborate as the gifts and we use those gifts to elevate one another, what we find is that we have healthier, we have whole businesses who are creating a multiplication effect. And so if you have found yourself in a place operating from silos and you're like, listen, I've been doing all the things behind the computer and I even DMing people, I've been doing coffee chats, I've been doing all the marketing tactics and trends that has been put out, but yet I'm still fumbling. And then on the inside, really, I really am desiring that deep connection with like-minded, that's key, like-minded entrepreneurs. I want you to get out here. I want you to get out here to Waxahachie, Texas on May the 14th at 6:30. We're going to meet at my home church. So if you want to know where I go to church, meet me at Freedom Fellowship International, one of the best churches around that is that naturally fosters community and the heart of God. And we're going to get together. We're going to meet. We're going to mingle. And we're going to set the intention for what we're going to be doing for the rest of this year. You heard me. Yes, this is going to be going on for the rest of the year. I am going to be offering free resources that's going to help you to build your kingdom enterprise. We're going to connect as a community and start to build one another up as the body and invest in one another's gift by elevating, celebrating, and providing kingdom training and strategies that's going to elevate your business. I am going to be offering free training that takes your business from ideation into scaling. We're going to have amazing guest speakers. We're going to be doing so many things. You got to get out there so we're going to go over everything that we're going to be doing for the year. We're going to set the intention. We're going to pray. We're going to break those barriers of being in the silos and feeling like you're stuck. We're going to rise above the noise of what everyone is saying is projected to happen and all those fear-based thoughts. And we're going to elevate into that spirit of faith. And we're going to get into some amazing relationship building. So if that's something that you've been vying for and you're ready to step into, don't only bring yourself. I'm encouraging you to bring a friend because, again, we want to break down the silos of businesses operating by themselves. That is not the way. And so what I was going to say, where the market is going, which is already a kingdom principle, is about it. It's going in an area of collaboration. So we are going to be stepping into that and really empowering the business owners in our local area to learn how to effectively collaborate. We're going to break down the walls of that feeling like you got to compete and really pulling forth that spirit of celebration and elevation. So again, meet me at my home church. That is pastored by Pastor John Bates. We're going to be, and if you need a home church, you pop in and let's DM me, and I would be happy to give you all the information and how you can connect and plug in with the church. But for the Faith and Business Mixer, meet me at Freedom Fellowship International, May the 14th at 6:30. Y'all got that? For the Faith and Business Mixer, then invite a friend or five. All right, let's get into it. So, the breathe method. I want to, first and foremost, let me talk about this just a little bit. Okay, yes. So, the breathe method has come up for me, and it's actually some things that I actually do unconsciously. So it's an unconscious competence that I have been cultivating and using throughout my journey. And that's why I want to share it with you, because this last week, I guess, like I have gone through some woo type things in my life. But then not only that, like I said in the introduction, life been kind of lifing, but I knew that life didn't have to life in a place in from a stance to where I would have to, it had to take me out. But rather, if I could just step into it and I could breathe. Woo! Just even saying that. Y'all, when you ever get in a place of confusion and overwhelm, breathe. So let's talk about it. And I'm going to go fast through these. So you better get ready to take notes. You ready? Are you ready? Let's go. So the breathe method is a 6-step method that I'm going to take you through. It's an acronym. So the B, it stands for literally B, B-E, okay? And so what do I mean when I say B? Literally, most of us come from a place to where we are so consumed with our doing, and we have defined our success by what we do instead of coming from a stance, allowing our being to fuel our doing. We switch that and we are doing so much, and then we try to figure out who should I be in this moment of all of my doing. So my encouragement for you today is to reverse that, because that is a strategy that the enemy likes to use against high achieving entrepreneurs, because he said it's like if he can't take you out with a lie or take you out with other things, what he will do is he will make you feel as if you got to do all the things to be successful, or he'll throw so many balls at you that you'll feel like, oh, I got to catch them all. And if I don't catch all of these balls, then I am failing. And then now you're in a, then it pushes you into a place of feeling distracted from the main things that you need to be doing, which is really coming in. And that doing is being in your leadership lane. Whew. I hope you caught that. The real doing as a kingdom business business builder is cultivating the position of being the leader that you have been called to be. If there's any work to do, step into the being of the leader that you have been assigned to be. He said that we are kings, we are queens. We are a royal priesthood. We can't be so consumed with all the doings that we forget to be and to really allow the energy of our doing to flow from our being. Well, you may say, well, you know what? I don't know what that looks like. Well, guess what? It would be, if you don't, then we're going to step into the R, which is reset. So if you've been in a place to where you've cultivated a habit of just doing, because that's what most of the cultures teach, is that you got to do, do, do. And I've been caught up here like in years, like what? Because if I'm not doing, I'm like, okay, I'm failing. That's a lie. So then that's why we need the R, which the R stands for reset. So if you've been in this place and you there's this mindset that you have programmed yourself to believe, there's this belief system that you've built your life around, it's time for a hard reset. Well, how in the heck do you reset? Well, you reset by taking time to create space to breathe. So when I say take time to create space to breathe, what I want you to do is I want you to get to a place to where you are and start to create a routine to where you're have silence, where you have that silence, where in your day, you can take 10 minutes, you can take 5 minutes, you can do whatever you choose to do. But I'm going to encourage you to do at least 5 minutes, even better if you can do 10 minutes. And if you find yourself in a place where you're getting super overwhelmed, breathe in. And when I breathe in, I imagine I'm breathing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I breathe out everything that is distracting me. And sometimes you might be like, well, I don't know. Well, this is your opportunity. And part of a reset is if your mind is super cluttered and your heart is super cluttered, because the Bible says, above all, guard your heart, because from it flows the issues of life. And so if the issues of life are flowing out, and those issues of life that's flowing out, it's heavy, it's a bunch of heaviness, it's a lot of clutter, then that's what's going to show up in your life. Okay, so this part of the reset, after you've taken some time to breathe, now what I want you to do is I want you to like literally get a piece of paper, and I want you to just like brain dump everything that's like cluttering your heart and your mind. Literally just list it all out. Doesn't matter. Like, it could be the most foolish thing that to you. You're like, well, I shouldn't be carrying that. Well, we're not gonna condemn ourselves, right? We're going to have some self-love, and we're gonna write it all down. And once you write it all down, what I want you to do is then I want you to say, God, I give this to you, because my goal is, his word says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So if you're yoked to everything that's on that list, you're yoked to heaviness. That means you're literally, that heaviness is choking you out or stifling you. And it's bringing you down. But he says, that's not my desire for you. My yoke, what I tie you together to, it's easy, it's light. There's not no heavy. There's no heaviness to this. So everything that you're carrying that doesn't belong to you, I want you to just release it into his hands and reset. Okay. Okay. And then the next thing is then I want you to tap into the E. I want you to evaluate. The E stands for evaluate. And then now after you looked at that, you evaluate and say, Holy Spirit, what would you have for me instead? And so as you say, as you do that, Holy Spirit, what would you have for me instead? On another piece of paper next to each one of them, you can just write down everything that he would have for you instead. Okay. And then I'm going to go into the A. Now the A is to activate. So the A is to activate the power of the Holy Spirit. Now you want to activate this power of the Holy Spirit. And then part of how you activate the power of the Holy Spirit is that you come into agreement with him, what he just gave you. So a lot of times what happens is we write out on all this stuff and then it sounds good, it feels good, but we don't agree with it because it doesn't make sense. Well, how am I supposed to run my business like that? How am I supposed to run my home like that? Well, remember, we're coming from a place of being and not doing, right? And so if we're coming from a place of being and not doing, whatever the Holy Spirit said, we're going to trust that it's good. And so part of us trusting that it is good, we embrace that with by faith and say, God, I receive that. And so all you got to do is say, Father God, Lord, I receive everything that you just said, Father God. And so activate your power and your wisdom in me, Father God, so that I can stand in this, Father God. Give me the routine that I need. Give me the strategies to really step into this and to embody it the way that you would. Father God, activate your mind in my mind, because the word says, who has known the mind of Christ? But we do. So God, I ask that you activate my mind and let my mind elevate and align with your mind, and give me your thoughts and help me to step into this will, because your word says, not my will, but let your will be done. Lord, let your will be done in my life. Okay. The T, after you've done that, now you tools. You need tools to successfully carry this out. So what are tools? Those are your people, things, and you need space, okay? And so in when I say people, who are the people that have earned your trust to walk alongside of you in this journey, to help you to stay accountable to the things that you've set out to do as you are leveling up in your leadership, leveling up in being, and you are creating space for you to breathe? Who are the top 2 to 3 people that can walk alongside of you, that when you start to go back and want to revert to old programming, that you can call, you can say, hey, listen, these are some things that I've said before the Lord, and this is the new way that I'm stepping into. And if I ever fall back into this pattern, can you hold me accountable? Those are tools, right? And then there's other tools. Do you need some counseling? Do you need to go to counseling, and do you need to heal? Because sometimes things are deeper than you can even explain. So, okay, maybe I've made this agreement with the God, but then I don't really know, because there's so much trauma, and maybe I'm highly functioning in my trauma and I really have not come to grips with that. So maybe I need you, you need someone to walk alongside of you to help you to create an awareness of what you're going through, give you some words to verbalize these, and to give you some strategies to walk it out. Space. Most people fill their space up with so much stuff, and it's like just stuff. What is a safe space that you can go off into your house or into wherever you feel is good? It could be a coffee shop, it could be a space, whatever that, but a space to where you feel, when you step into that space, you feel the activation and you feel a sense of freedom. You feel a sense of freedom and liberation, okay? H, health. This is the last one on the breathe method. You guys, if we want to be productive in our business and we want to be the best versions of ourselves, we have to put our health into the equation as we are breathing. If you really want to elevate, we have to have mind, body, soul, spirit in sync. And in order for us to do that, let's talk about mind. Part of things you can do in activating your mind and really taking control of your mental health and mental well-being is stepping into a place of gratitude and stepping out of what you see as the presenting problem that's right there in your face, that's continually to make you feel some type of way. You step into a spirit of gratitude and start to think about everything that you are grateful for, and then start to like actually feel into it. If you're feeling like super disconnected from things, start to feel into it and do, you can be so simple as you're starting with touching your earlobes and you're feeling, you're starting to create some feeling, and I'm touching my earlobes right now. And you say, Father God, I thank you for my earlobes. God, I thank you for my heart. Touch your heart. God, I thank you that my mind is healthy. My mind is whole. God, I thank you. Reach out for my family. And I thank you that we are healthy. We are whole. That I thank you that we are still breathing and we have lungs in our breath. Touch your chest. Lord, I thank you that I still have life in me, in my body. And just touch your body. And just start to get to where you're feeling again. And then you can start to, even in throughout your day, start to, if you're struggling with identity, start to have some affirmations that you're reading and before you get on your sales calls, before, when you wake up in the morning, before you go to bed at night, whenever you need it, activate that. Okay. Let's talk about body. So body, we want to get into a place, and you, this is unique for everybody, but you want to get to where you're moving your body. When you're not moving your body, that's when you start to step into depression. And so we want to stay active, because then if you're not active, you're holding, there's energy in your body that's not moving. And when you have energy in your body that's not moving, it turns into unproductive energy. And then it starts to bring your body down to a state where you start to lose that activity, you lose interest, lose life, all of that. So we want to stretch. We want to make sure we're stretching. We want to get out and walk. You can do HIIT workouts. You can do things where you are just, it doesn't matter. Push-ups, it doesn't matter. But get your body moving. And as you're moving, jump up and you say, hey, like, I receive you, God. I'm happy. I'm grateful. Like, you're starting to shift the atmosphere in your body. Your spirit. Let's talk in the spirit. So how do you keep your spirit feel? Well, first of all, we got to remember a lot of times that we're not fighting against flesh and blood. If flesh and blood, we think, oh, well, you know, I'm going to win this war by outworking it. Well, guess what? That doesn't work. Not in the kingdom. So a lot of times the things that you're carrying, it is something where it's in the spirit, and you may be getting attacked in the spirit. And so guess what you get to do? You got to fight back in the spirit. And so how do you do that? And how do you get out of a funk when you're like, things are not going so well? Well, guess what? You can turn on worship music and start worshiping. Start getting in a place of praise dance. Move that body. Let songs of praise enter into your mind and body and start to shift and what it's going to do, it's going to shift you back into the highest place of your spirit so that you can go about being in Father God's, in his will, being in his heart, being in his intention, being in a place where you are happy, you are healed, you are whole, you are rejoicing, and you are activating the power of heaven. You are bringing heaven down on earth into your circumstances. Listen, I pray that this episode has been a blessing for you as you first, B is the B. You second, R, reset. Third, evaluate. Fourth, activate. The fifth, you have the tools you need. And then six, H, you activate your health. Okay. And so listen, don't forget to leave us a 5-star review. If this has been a blessing for you, share it with your friends. And last of all, don't forget about the Faith and Business Mixer. Happen May 14th at 6:30, Freedom Fellowship International. The details are in the bio of the description of this podcast. Look forward to seeing you there in person. Bye for now. Did that episode feel juicy or what? If so, please do me a favor and take 30 seconds to write a review. Your review helps us to spread the mission of creating generational wealth around the world. And if you tag me on IG stories, I'll be sure to reshare the love. And don't forget to join our Kingdom Collaborators Network, where we're coming together to intentionally collaborate to grow our business. Until next time, remember, for with Christ, nothing is impossible.